random and unique keeps it fresh. So here's the thing about flipping. Not many other jobs let you pretty much dabble in the crazy stuff and get paid for it. I mean, I've come across the most random items ever. I mean, I'm talking one time I had a, I bought this awesome King Arthur Excalibur sword. I've managed to acquire a autographed Michael Jackson electric guitar. Just so many other things. I mean, I've sold ventriloquist dolls, and you come across the most random items, and it's just so fun, and it's so cool to do. Just coming across random and unique items keeps things fresh and exciting. And as far as what else, other things you can sell, just to give you a, you know, paint a quick picture for you, I cover this more thoroughly in the blueprint, but think about things like appliances, you know, microwaves, coffee makers, electric mixers, etc. Think about fitness type equipment, you know, like home gym sets, exercise and sports equipment, weight sets, dumbbells, barbells, bench press units, squat rack units. I've sold a lot of home gym sets. I've also bought individual fitness equipment, and I've packaged them all and sold them as like a home gym set. You also have furniture, couches, sofas, coffee tables, dining tables, chairs, recliners, ottomans, sofa or side tables, TV stands, dressers, beds, computer or office desks. I've sold a ton of furniture, a lot of money to be made there. People are always moving. They're always, moving into new places. They're always moving out and looking to sell their furniture. You've also got electronics. I mean, TVs, phones, sound systems, cell phones, etc. You've got musical instruments you can jump into, from violins to pianos. I recently bought an oboe that I'm looking to flip. I've sold saxophones, clarinets, pretty much anything across the board. I mean, you'll have to quickly research it, but as long as you follow the foundational rules that I teach you on how to determine the value and how much to sell it for, you're going to make money on it. So you got toys and games. I've sold a lot of toys and games. I give you a lot of examples in the blueprint. You also have collectibles. Think about like maybe sports cards or coins, stamps, etc. If you're not in a large city, let me just make one note. If you're not in a bigger city, for things like collectibles or, you know, smaller or more rare things, like I mentioned before about eBay, you know, post it on eBay. See if you can sell it on eBay, just because there's more people there and you're more likely to sell it there. You also have DVD, CD, or vinyl record players, vehicles. I mean, you've got bikes, scooters, boats, cars, and other things like those hoverboard things they have, or, I mean, vehicles, cars. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who flip things full time and they only flip cars. They only sell cars, and there's a lot of profits to be made on vehicles just because you've got wider profit margins. Let's see what else you have. Garden and landscaping stuff. You got chainsaws, mowers, leaf and snow blowers. I remember I almost flipped a lawnmower once, but I think I like didn't get around to doing it just because I didn't feel like carrying it in my SUV. But I mean, lawnmowers, I mean, these things will sell and make you money. You know, you've got even more random things like firewood, decorations, clothing, and on and on and on. I mean, literally in the flipping business, the only limits are your imagination and resourcefulness. So you can pretty much sell and flip anything. Don't feel limited. Don't feel like you don't have enough knowledge on things, or don't feel stuck to your one niche. I mean, if I limited myself to just selling keyboards, I would not have made the amount of money I've made flipping things. It would have been, I mean, you probably wouldn't even be listening to this or reading this blueprint right now if that was the case. So don't necessarily think about the item. Instead, focus more on learning the ability, the skill sets on how to pull all of this off. Because once you do that, the foundational skills that I teach you, it doesn't really matter what the item is. You can go in and flip anything. You just have to know those few key important things, like how to determine value and etc. But you're not limited to, you're basically limited to your imagination, whatever you can think of. Okay? And like I said, remember, everything sells. Don't be afraid to buy.